Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I want to tell you a little bit about what we got coming up today. A lot of neat stuff. We're going to jump into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar here in just a minute. But joining us from Richmond is going to be John Haverland. Not only are we going to talk a little NASCAR, he got a ride in that two-seater in Phoenix, that two-seater IndyCar. So we're going to have to ask him about that, as well as was able to hook up a interview with Bobby Unser with Bob Brown in the locker room that aired yesterday. I'm going to replay it for you car guys who didn't get a chance to catch that. And then, of course, coming up in the final segment, we're going to have R.C. Combs that had his sprint car start driving for J.R. Bonesteel last weekend. So we're going to find out how that went. So joining the show this morning is RJ. How you doing this morning, RJ?
How's it going, Dave? Doing great, my man. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, let's get into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. What do we got coming up this weekend?
Awesome. So starting with the Camping World Trucks, our next race is going to be Friday, May 4th, which is the race at Dover. So big event coming up. We have Xfinity, which we just actually passed the Toyota Care 250 at Richmond.
Yeah, so of course the next race is next week, April 20th, the Toyota Care 250. That's what you just said. So of course, last night, Christopher Bell won that. Noah Gregson was all over the back, so he had two RJR cars that got it going. But it's great to see another one of the young guns get up there. Of course, going to see a lot out of Christopher Bell, and on those short tracks, I think that's where the sprint car and the dirt racing background comes. But talk a little bit about what we got going on in the Cup tonight.
So the Cup, the Monster Energy World Series, it's the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond, followed by the IndyCar, which will be on Sunday. We have the Honda Indy Grand Prix of Alabama, which is the Barber Motorsport Park.
Yeah, and I'm going to jump in there because last week, of course, the Long Beach Grand Prix was phenomenal, and you had Alex Rossi getting the victory there, and now he's leading in the points. Quite a run there.
Awesome. Yeah, so Formula One, they have this week off, so their next event's going to be April 29th, which is the Azerbaijan Grand Prix.
Well, that's very well, very nicely done. I like the accent. But Daniel Ricciardo, speaking of accent, from Australia, got the victory at the Chinese Grand Prix, and that was actually a really good race. I mean, a lot of times people talk about how Formula One is so boring, but that was a phenomenal race. Sebastian Vettel got knocked out by Max Verstappen, so we're going to see how that goes. But Vettel still got a 9-point lead over Lewis Hamilton in the Formula One point standing.
Yes, yes. Followed by the NHRA, which is going to be this weekend. We have the Spring Nationals, big event going through. And then our local stuff we have at the ABQ Driveway today is a Street to Strip from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
A lot of cool stuff coming up this month. And, of course, it's not too early to start thinking about the Memorial Day mayhem out there at ABQ Dragway. But it's always hard to think, man, the season's already rocking and rolling. But on the 29th, next Sunday, you got the Derek Sanchez Memorial Day race. And if you ever want to know what's going on out there, you just go to abqdragway.com. You can print out a schedule and everything. But we'll keep you posted here as well.
After that, we have at Sandia Motor Speedway today, April 21st, we have the Clay Oval Racing starting at 6:30 p.m., and then also the Sandia Speedway Wing Program season opener is going to be today.
Yeah, so they got the wings, and I guess for the first time, they're going to have some 360 wings.
Ooh.
Out there, so a little bit more speed. But sometimes I wonder, that's a really short track. I mean, we advertise it as a 3/8 clay mile, but I think that's if you measure it way out on the outside, because it's pretty it's a long quarter if you're down on the rail. So I think that a lot of that speed might be a little wasted because you're not going to be able to hook it up. But talk about what else is on the schedule.
So more local stuff coming up at the Sandia Motocross at Moriarty. We have the next race is going to be May 5th and 6th, which is round two of the Moriarty Motocross 2018 race series. Followed by that, we have upcoming car shows starting today, of course. We have the annual Spring Thaw, which is at the Worldwide Automotive Old Car Garage at Girard Boulevard, I should say. Then actually at the Unser Racing Museum from 10 to 1, we have their British Car Roundup Show.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Awesome. Then tomorrow, which will be Sunday, April 22nd, we have the 12th annual Spring Cruise and Schmooze at the Sonic on San Mateo Northeast.
All kinds of funny words in the Unser Racing Museum.
Two of them.
So what is a schmooze anyway? I mean, but anyway, Cinco de Mayo coming up in a couple of weeks, and that's going to be a good show. A lot of turnout. As a matter of fact, talk to some more people that are going to be bringing out booth. A couple of Corvettes that are going to be coming out. And of course, oftentimes they're really supported by the Corvette Club. Cinco de Mayo, of course, setup starts at 8, so bring your car out. We start promptly at 9 a.m., and it goes till 2 o'clock. We're going to have a band and the whole bit. Split Decision is going to be playing, door prizes, all kinds of fun. So the money goes to the Blue Star Moms. So if you want to get a booth, you want to come out, you got a business you want to show, it's a $50 donation to the Blue Star Moms. So it's also a tax write-off. So if you're interested in that, go to nmmotorsportsreport.com and click on there, send us a message. We'll reach back out to you. But you also want to mark your calendars. May 12th at the Bloom Fiesta Park is the NAMI Walk-In Car Show, and it's for mental health. It's a real issue that we should be more concerned about in our society. But come out and support that walk. Check out the cars. Also, you can send us a message here, and I can hook you up with that. And it's a big supporter of Jay Walton, the automotive, is really behind that and kind of anchoring that. And of course, Napa and Napa Auto Care really involved in that. Hey, if you miss any of the New Mexico Motorsports reports, you can always catch them at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Like us on Facebook, the New Mexico Motorsports Report, or follow us on Twitter at NMM Report. That's the Unser Racing Museum event calendar, 1776 Montaño, open 7 days a week, 10 to 4. And of course, stay tuned. A little bit later, we're going to be talking with Bobby Unser. But you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Amistoy Companies is proud to present Modern Wall. Hi, this is Pierre Amistoy. 24 years ago, I established our New Mexico-based company to provide the highest quality stucco at an affordable price. I personally ensure that all work includes a one-year labor and material warranty. I'll even schedule a one-year anniversary follow-up to evaluate the integrity of our work on your modern wall. For a free evaluation, call me at 822-0044. That's 822-0044. Thank you.
Honey, my dad isn't doing well. He needs to come and live with us.
But we won't have any privacy.
Then it's time to look at a new D.R. Horton multi-gen home. It is a separate suite in your home with bedroom, bathroom, kitchenette, living room, and own entrance.
That's custom.
The great part, it's not. They even have 3 to 5 car garages.
It's time to move.
Go to drhorton.com/nm.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, we won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 188-348.
Cochiti Golf Club, a short 50-minute drive from Albuquerque, a beautiful 18-hole championship course layout amongst spectacular vistas. Right now, Cochiti Golf Club is offering a four-round special for only $139. That's right, four rounds for just $139. That's less than $35 per round. Cochiti Golf Club is open year-round with great conditions and a must-play course. Purchase your four-round special or book your tee time today by calling 465-2239 or visit CochitiGolfClub.com. That's CochitiGolfClub.com.
The Albuquerque Police Department is currently hiring for police cadets and offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus and immediate hiring, which means you are employed as soon as you are accepted into the academy. APD is now enrolling applicants that meet their qualifications for June's academy, and they want to know if you are ready to take the next step. A career with APD is exciting and rewarding, offering great benefits, paid vacation. Apply online at apdonline.com, apdonline.com, or call 807-POLICE. That's 807-POLICE.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. This is Darrell Walker, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. A quick programming note coming up at 9 a.m. You got FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holdberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. 11 a.m., the Henry T. Show with Henry Tafoya. As a matter of fact, I'll be on location from 10 to noon out at the Black Dog Shredding that's over on Richmond. You can swing out there and shred all your documents and information. Now the tax day's over, but you got an extra day on that, so yeah, I don't want to hear any excuses. But now you can go ahead and shred everything that is like 7 years or older. So, you know, make sure you get that stuff properly shredded and disposed of, because the last thing you want is somebody to steal your information. 2 p.m., UNLV versus UNM. 7 p.m. In baseball, college baseball. 7 p.m., the Major League Baseball Nationals versus the Dodgers. Sunday, 1 p.m., UNLV is still in town against UNM in college baseball. And the Nationals versus Dodgers at 6 p.m. On Monday, we got the locker room at 4 p.m., so Bob can update you with everything that's been going on. Join in progress, the Rockets versus the Timberwolves, and after that, the Marlins versus the Dodgers. So a lot going on. Make sure you tune in for that. As a matter of fact, if you're out rolling around right now, going on over at Four Wheel Parts, they've got a coffee event. So that's all you need to do is, it's called Jeeps and Java. You swing by there till, 9 o'clock, get some, coffee. They probably got some donuts and such, but, nothing scarier than somebody with a whole bunch of caffeine and some of those big, big four-wheel drives. But, swing on over there, see what's going on. Of course, you need to pick up some fuel, racing fuel for the weekend. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. And of course, they got your back. Torco Racing Fuel is ready to go. 5 gallon cans ready to go, because you know you already forgot it. For 50 years, New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. So Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank, or on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. And like I said, since 1968, so that's 50 years they've been getting it done, making sure you got the edge that you need. So go by, say congratulations, and pick up a few parts. All right, so we're going to go to Richmond, and joining us is John Haberlin. How you doing this morning, John?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you this morning?
Good. Well, I halfway suspicion, all of a sudden I was going to see you on Facebook, getting a ride in a cup car. How in the world did you get that ride in that two-seater IndyCar at Phoenix?
Oh, yeah. So the ISM Raceway was offering it to media. You needed to reserve a place to make sure that you could get a ride in an IndyCar.
Awesome.
And they were... I've known people at ISM Raceway for 4 or 5 years. I used to work at the track.
Yeah.
And I guess that probably helped a little bit in trying to get that ride. And, it was a really fun ride, obviously. It was super quick, like going on a roller coaster. You know, you're on and off in 45 seconds. Juan Pietro Hita, who raced in the late the last couple of years, he was my driver. And, he took me around the track at about 160 or so. we did 2 laps. Yeah. Some people I was talking to who also were doing the ride, they said they were a little bit nervous or a little scared, which is understandable, but honestly, I really wasn't nervous or scared. Like, I totally embraced it, and I was just ready to go. And to me, the most difficult part, sitting there as a passenger is just, dealing with the G-forces, because you know how you do a sharp turn? You know, if you're turning, making a sharp left turn, and the inertia kind of makes your body want to swing to the right.
Yep.
You know, just imagine that, you know, at 150 miles per hour and also having that last for 7 or 8 seconds around the entire turn. So that was the most intense part to me, but it was definitely really cool, and it makes you a little jealous that there are guys out there that get to race those kind of cars for a living.
Yeah, I mean, those are, I mean, state-of-the-art. We've done the media rides, which always makes me laugh. We've done the media rides, of course, with in the Camry. I did it with at Phoenix, and there's no helmet. I mean, you're pretty much in a regular lap belt or a belt that you have in a car with five people in there. This is a helmet in a two-seater Indy car. I mean, what an experience! But let's talk a little bit about who's not and who's hot at Richmond, and of course, it's kind of Kyle Busch. I mean, he gets on these runs anyway, got 2 victories in a row, but 6 straight top three finishes, longest single streak in the playoff era, and that's since 04. I mean, how hot is this guy?
Yeah, he's, I think the general consensus right now is that Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick are right now the top two guys in the Cup Series, depending on who you ask. For example, yesterday, Denny Hamlin said that, it's individual to the track. And when it comes down to Homestead with the championship race, he feels that Kyle Busch has the edge. On the other hand, Kyle Larson spoke to the press yesterday, and he said Kevin Harvick has the edge. He just thinks that he, based on pure speed, he has the advantage, although the number 14 has had some mistakes on pit road and that sort of thing. He also said that he could have been a contender at Bristol had he had his primary car and not had to start from the back of the field. So it's really a 50-50 kind of, pick right now who is really the quickest. Kyle Busch does have his work cut out for him this weekend. He'll be starting 32nd tonight for the Toyota Owners 400. But, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt you expect him to go, you know, work his way up the field pretty quickly. As for Harvick, I believe he's starting in the, let's see, I'm looking at my computer right now. I'm trying to figure out where he's starting.
Yeah,
he's starting 10th, so he has a bit of an advantage there. But Martin Truex is on the pole. He's kind of the guy that's had a tough couple of weeks. He's crashed the last two races, and he's starting on the pole. So I think, you know, he's a very solid guy that's in the top three, I would say.
I totally agree, but he hasn't had a lot of great finishes. In 19 Richmond races, he's only got one top five finish. Now, of course, we understand that sometimes you get caught up in different stuff, but another guy who really had a great start to the race last week, it seems to have not had as good a luck lately, was Ryan Blaney. I mean, you know, that was probably the most unlucky accident last week when he was so dominant, but how does Blaney look? Like, is he going to be able to get over the top at Richmond?
I really think any given weekend we've seen the Penske cars be fast, whether it's Ryan Blaney, whether it's Joey Logano, whether it's Brad Keselowski. All three of them can run in the top five any given week, and it was very unfortunate what happened to Blaney last week. We've seen him lead, we saw him dominate pretty much half the Daytona 500. He led a good chunk of Martinsville. And, you know, had he not been in that crash at Bristol, who knows? He, you know, he looked really sharp in the beginning. He could have won that race possibly. So I think, all three of the Penske cars, Joey Logano starting third. Yeah, they're going to be, definitely worth keeping an eye on.
Well, and Joey Logano, of course, has had a, eight straight top 10 finishes at Richmond. Of course, had the victory, stripped last season. And it just seemed to kind of unsettle the team. He was quoted earlier this week of saying this could be the one to get them back on the map. Do you concur with that?
Yeah, I do. It's been exactly one weekend or 1 year to the weekend that he won at Richmond, and he had that, in cupboard finish.
Yep.
Don't want to say that word anymore. NASCAR doesn't use that word anymore. But anyway, that's what it was at the time. And yeah, he looks strong. He's very consistent. He's second in the standings right now. Really, the strongest thing with Logano has been his consistency. He doesn't quite have the speed yet. He's about a fourth, seventh place car right now, I'd say. He spoke with SiriusXM NASCAR today, and he kind of said the same thing, like, yeah, we're very consistent and we execute. We just haven't been able to get the speed that Kyle Busch has or Kevin Harvick has or even Martin Truex. So I think they still have a little bit of work, but they're right there. I expect them to win a few races this season.
Well, and I think that it's been phenomenal when you look at Chevy had such a better performance because you kind of take the arrow out of it with Bristol. Alex Bowman probably the most surprising to me, and he had his first career top five finish in 89 starts at Bristol. And, of course, Jimmy Johnson, a much better showing as well. This short track's also going to be good eats for Chevy this weekend. Who do you think's going to be the top Chevy driver?
I think Kyle Larson will be the top Chevy driver. I know it's really easy to say that because it seems like he is really the only Chevy team to have it kind of figured out with the new Camaro body style. But I still think he's the defending race winner at Richmond. But, you know, don't count out Chase Elliott. He's starting on the front row. He was pretty fast in the first practice. I think he actually was first in the, first practice. So I think it's going to come down to, the 42 car of Larson and the 9 car of Chase Elliott.
Well, congratulations to, you and the Racing Experts team, getting yourself on all three articles getting up on J-Ski yesterday. How can people follow your work?
Yeah, so I post blogs on the New Mexico Motorsports Report website. It's nmmotorsportsreport.com. You can follow me on Twitter at John Haverlin. And just like what you said about J-Ski, if you don't know, they have an article links page where it's basically the central hub of all the NASCAR-related stories across the web. You know, as long as they're from legitimate sources, of course. But, yeah, we had three stories on there yesterday. I think we've only been publishing stories to the New Mexico Motorsports Report for, I guess, about 2 months now, maybe
right.
Not even. And we had three stories up there yesterday between me, Dominic Aragon, and Tyler Head. So, yeah, it was a good day. Small victory for us at the New Mexico Motorsports Report, I'd say.
Well, we'll take it because we don't even have a licensed NASCAR track in New Mexico. So we'll take it. I mean, you can get your best information here, even if we don't have a track. But, hey, John, really appreciate you coming on this morning, and I hope today's race was as good as last night's.
Yeah, I hope so, too. We should be in for a good show tonight. I look forward to it, and thank you for having me on, Dave.
Awesome. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you very soon. All right. Now, of course, we're gonna go to a break, but on the other side, we're going to have Bobby Unser join the show. He was on Bob Brown's show yesterday, so we're going to replay that for you. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
Chester Fuller here. Right now, take advantage of the early bird discount for our summer sports camps at Elite Sports Academy. In June, we have volleyball skills camp, boys and girls basketball, and speed and agility camp. In July, enroll for football, baseball, and softball. All camps come with breakfast and lunch. Your child will be elite at our summer camps. Sign up for only $110. Call me for additional information, 615-6963. That's 615-6963. Or elite-sportsacademy.com. We look forward to helping assist your child in their academic and athletic development.
Max Steak in the Rough, a New Mexico tradition for over 69 years. Delicious steak fingers, green chili cheeseburgers, chicken fingers, crispy fries, onion rings, and wash them down with a fresh limeade or tasty shakes and malts. Max Steak in the Rough in Rio Rancho at Latitudes or in Albuquerque on Manal.
Ever receive a quote on a new window? Seems like you have to refinance your house in order to pay for them. Surface Innovations doesn't believe that should be the case. It's Magnetite, and it's more affordable, maybe better at keeping dust and noise out than a new window. And they offer a ton of different options like the Eclipse, Privacy Museum Series, and so much more. Before you replace your windows with the other guys, thank locally owned and operated Surface Innovations, where they guarantee 100% customer satisfaction and affordability. Call 639-4989, 639-4989.
Man, I was heading to the golf course, and there's water running all over the floor.
Hi, I'm Chris with Elevated Mechanical Services. Elevated Mechanical Services for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs.
Elevated Services, so you can enjoy your golf game. 505-200-2434.
I'm Gabriel Amador, owner of Amore Neapolitan Pizzerias, and I want to personally invite you to my restaurants. Amore serves the only certified Neapolitan pizza in Albuquerque, as well as terrific salads, appetizers, and desserts, with 15 New Mexico beers on tap and select Italian wines. At Amore, everything is made from scratch. Our sauce, dough, bread, and even our mozzarella is made fresh every day. Amore is here to offer you great food 7 days a week. Visit us at Green Jeans Farmery at I-40 in Carlisle, or West Downtown on Central, east of Rio Grande. Amore Neapolitan Pizzeria.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. There is no substitute for experience. We at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. We will help you understand and know your rights. Just call 717-2626 for a free consultation. At the Law Office of Brian K. Branch, we understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured, you need someone in your corner who knows how to and does things the right way. That's how we at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have represented our clients for over 30 years. Call us today for a free consultation at 717-2626. We will be right by your side when you need us, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. Call the Law Office of Brian K. Branch today at 717-2626.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, so we're welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. So we're only a couple of weeks away from May, and the month of May, of course, is always the Indy 500. And Joe had asked me to write an article about the Unsers and the Unser Museum for the upcoming team magazine that comes out in May. And, of course, I thought, well, one, what an honor, and two, I mean, the month of May, how can you think about May, Memorial Day, and not think about the Indy 500? So, of course, you know, I just started looking at the stats, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is the 50th anniversary of Bobby Unser's first victory. So, of course, you know, from 68 to 1994, the Unsers had a 35% winning percentage. That means every third race, one of the Unsers won to get their 9 victories. They still to this day have a 9% winning percentage when you consider of all the 107 years and the 102 races. That's right, this year would be the 102nd running of the Indy 500. So I reached out to Bobby. We couldn't work out our schedules, so I kicked it over to Bob, and this is the interview from yesterday with Bob Brown with Bobby Unser.
Bobby, it's been too long, man. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good. Nice to hear from you. First thing I had to ask you, where art thou? And you're here in Rio Rancho, yeah. Albuquerque.
Out so. Here in beautiful Rio Rancho.
I haven't talked to you in Rio Rancho,
it's
I don't
been a,
think.
Hey, it's yeah. been a long time, Bobby. I think the last time you and I got together was when they were building the Unser Race Museum, and we were doing all that, and I came over to your house,
yeah.
and you gave me
yeah.
the grand tour of everything.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of years.
You
but,
still got the invitation to come back. I told you that.
I know. You've always been gracious, and I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming on the show. I know you got a lot of fans out there, as you know, a lot of race car
yeah.
Racing fans here in town and around the world,
Thank
as you
God
know.
Thank God we got them.
So 50 years ago, your first win in Indianapolis, does it feel like 50?
How do you like that? You know how I realized that, Mom? Because I don't. Realize it. The head boss called me from the speedway, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and he said, I need for you to, now, you know, if Doug asked me to do things, it's Doug Bowles, I almost always do it, you know, but this one kind of surprised me because it was a long way ahead of the race, so he says, I need for you to be in the parade. Well, I mean, everybody knows I don't like to do parades, you know,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay. If I need to do it for Doug Bowles, I would do it. So he tells me, you realize that it's been 50 years? And I said, 50 years? What do you mean, Doug? And he says, 50 years since you won your first race at Indianapolis. I said, holy mackerel. I didn't realize that. So I started saying, wow, I am a little older than I thought I was, you know?
Well, were you 15 years old when you raced in that race in
1968? I don't think I was that old, Bob. Yeah, but that was a big surprise. So
yeah.
I says, wow, 50 years. All right, do you want me to be in the parade? I'll do it.
There
50
you go.
Years, I can't say no to that,
well,
you know?
Time flies when you have fun, Bobby, and everybody knows you love to have a good time. So 1968, you win your first, 1975,
right?
The second, 1981, your third and final, three-time
uh-huh.
winner of the Indy 500. What was it like that first race at the Brickyard in 1963 for you?
Well, that's the one that I always tell people, it's the biggest win. It's the most important one. And not for the money, it was certainly far less money then than what it was in my 81 or 75. Or compared to what the guys get today. But by the same token, man, it was just think. In 1968, whatever the money was worth something then. And like today, that amount of money would look like a hiccup to you. But by the same token, man, that was a neat time, a lot of money, a lot of fame,
mm-hmm.
a lot of success, a sign of success in motor racing, you know?
And nobody can take that away from you. Every time you're introduced, it's the Indy 500 winner, in this case, the three-time Indy 500 winner, Bobby Unser. And we're happy to have Bobby Unser here in the locker room with us. He joins us on the Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline. Bobby, what was it like for you when you won, you took the checkered flag, you pull into victory lane, you drink the milk? What was that like?
Well, the first thing I did was do an extra lap. I was so afraid that they would take it away from me for some reason. You know, you don't have a lot of trust in officials. And it's not just Bobby Unser saying that, it's anybody that's in sports business. And so I was afraid that maybe I'd done something wrong somewhere, didn't know about it, and they would take it away. So I did an extra lap at speed. And then what would have been my cool-off lap, there must have been 50,000 people out on the back straightaway. So then I knew, it's serious. I did win this race because they were all out there to see me. And so
mm-hmm.
that was a very, very, very big day in my life. I just, after I got over the worrying that they would figure out some way to take it away. And you know what? Every winner, first-time winner, goes through the same thing. You know, I watched him take it away from Paul Tracy one time when it was obvious that he had won the race. And they just took it away from him because he'd made an illegal pass somewhere. So mine was way before that. But still worried about the
yeah.
same thing.
I don't remember the first win. I do remember the third win because that iconic picture of you holding up three fingers in victory lane.
Yeah.
That's very, very memorable. When did you know you wanted to be a race car driver?
Oh, I knew that I wanted to be a race car driver when I was probably 7 or 8 years old. And all of us were the same. There was four of us boys, and we were all basically the same. In other words, hell, when we were 10, 12 years old, we thought we were old enough to do it then. And we all started real young. I was 15. Jerry and Louie were 16 when they started. And Al was, I think, 16 or 17 when he started. And of course, it was all here in Albuquerque, which in those days, Bob, people didn't think anything good could come out of a town like Albuquerque. Not knocking the city, but they didn't think that our athletes were that good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I can look back and remember some of them that I've met. And boy, they were dang good.
Yeah.
And whether it be in boxing, football, basketball, I mean, whatever, you know, it was, they were good. But we didn't get a lot of credit for it in Albuquerque.
When did you realize that you could actually make a living driving race cars?
Well, I wasn't making a very good living for a long time. So when did I think I could make a living? Gosh, I started when I was 15. I quit school when I was 16. And so I had to start making a living being a mechanic and a race driver. There was no choice, because either that or don't eat. Mm-hmm. And I was already kind of skinny, so I couldn't lose any more weight,
yeah.
You know.
I want to hear about Pikes Peak and what it's like racing up that mountain.
Well, Pikes Peak, of course, was my, probably my favorite place. You know, until I hooked on to Indianapolis in 1968, which was my first one again, then it would have been Pikes Peak other than that. And that's what I was looking at and doing. And that's basically where I wanted my success to be, Bob. When I started at Indianapolis in 63, I didn't care about going to Indianapolis. That was all Parnelli Jones that arranged that and wanted me to go, meaning he thought I was good enough to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't think I was good enough to go to Indianapolis. But because of Parnelli, I did it, and I'll be darned if it didn't work out. Turned out he was right. I did make a race driver there. I just didn't start out thinking that I was going to be a good race driver at Indy, you know?
You like the dirt more than the pavement?
I did, as a fact, in those days. But I learned to like the pavement because that's where you get your real success.
Yeah.
Pikes Peak was really good for me, but by the same token, I was good for Pikes Peak. As soon as I won Indy, everybody knew about Pikes Peak.
Well, the Unser's owned Pikes Peak for a long, long time. But I'm curious, you're racing up that mountain, and it's crazy. You watch the onboard videos, and you see these cars flying around these corners at high speed. Do you memorize every turn, Bobby? You knew every exact turn on that mountain?
Oh, absolutely. I darn near knew all the trees by their first names, you know. Absolutely. I studied that thing since I was probably 8 years old. I've been driving up there since I was 11 or 12. And I didn't live up there, but lived in Albuquerque, of course. But every time I'd go through that part of the world, even when I was in the Air Force, every time I'd go through Colorado Springs, I'd do another run up Pikes Peak. And if it was at night, I knew where they hid the key. So I'd go at night sometimes,
wow,
you know?
That's fantastic.
It's what you call desire, Bob. I had so much desire to go to Pikes Peak that I just made it a lifelong study.
Yeah. Well, you also had the courage and the ability to drive a race car, because it does take a lot of courage. It's very, very scary. Anybody that's been in a race car knows. And, you know, I've been in a few, but not up to speed like, you know, real race car drivers. So how many times did you scare yourself along the way, Bobby?
You know, that in all of my years of going to Pikes Peak and winning it 13 times in the unlimited division, I only spun a car out up there one time in all those years, Bob. One time. And that was a mechanical problem. That wasn't a Bobby problem.
Wasn't a driver error.
No, because, you know, I was too scared to spin that thing out on the peak. The drop-off, too far. The danger's too high.
Yeah.
So I just made it a real, real special effort don't spin that sucker out and don't let it get off the road with you, you know.
In terms of racing around the world, the different forms of racing that you competed in, was there a time you thought, I'm a little too much on the edge here, I'm even, you know, I'm crazy, I mean, why am I doing this? Let me back off a little bit.
No, I didn't really. You know, I never became afraid of car racing. I liked it. If I could do it again, if there was a time machine somewhere on this earth, I would go get it and use it, and I'd do the same dang things again. I really, really, really didn't worry about getting hurt. Yes, I was cognizant that you could get hurt. A lot of drivers died in race cars, but I didn't look at myself being in the same position. I always figured out it was going to be the other guy that got hurt, not Bobby, you know?
So in terms of the race car drivers today, Bobby, do you feel like it's too safe? I know it's dangerous, but have they made the tracks too safe where the drivers do crazy things where back in the day they wouldn't, knowing that there wasn't the safer barriers or the runoff areas?
Yeah, here's the good old Bob Brown now talking. See, now you're getting down to where my feelings really are. I'm not saying, so people don't misunderstand, that we should make it dangerous just for the heck of it or for the excitement of the fans or whatever. But it used to be that way, and it was an acceptable thing. The deaths that we acquired way back when, you know, 50% of the drivers used to die in race cars, and that wasn't acceptable. But by the same token, I don't remember any of them hardly worrying about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to happen to them, just like it wasn't going to happen to me. And it did happen to my brother Jerry, because he got killed there in 59. And so we knew that it could happen. But it wasn't going to happen to you, you know?
Yeah, maybe the drivers of today taking too many chances, knowing that it is safer than it's ever been. Although it is race car driving and it's, you know, racing, and it's never going to be completely safe. So heading back to Indy for the 50th anniversary, we're talking with Bobby Unser, 3-time winner of the Indy 500. He won his first win at the Brickyard in 1968, won again in 71, his third and final 1981. So you're back there, you're going to be part of the parade, which you say you don't like to be in parades, and I hear you, Bobby. So what else?
You know,
what
there's
going to
be between 300,000 and 400,000 people at that parade. Now, how could Bobby Unser duck that? But I've done it every year for 30 or 40 years, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I've been to the parade. It is something else. It's very, very spectacular. If you haven't been to the Indy 500, you've got to go.
Second largest parade in the United States, other than the Rose Bowl. Isn't that something?
It is. A lot of people show up, and then more and more people now starting to go back to Indy these last few years, so that makes it, you know, even more of a spectacle than it's ever been. One final question for you, Bobby.
Sure.
I know you get this one all the time. In your prime, in their prime, who was a better race car driver, you, Big Al, or Junior?
I don't delve into that. I've always said that Little Al was going to be the best of the answers. And I really think, had he kept on going a little bit longer, that he would have acquired that. You know, there was never any doubt in my mind about that. But by the same token, I reckon I was always looking for a good race or a good fight between us, you know.
I hear you. Well, you guys have all, I mean, Little Al, Big Al, yourself, you've always been so nice, kind, and gracious with your time with me, and I really appreciate that, Bobby. I do, and I appreciate you spending some time with us.
You're
here,
Bob
in the locker room.
Brown. You're a big man around here. We know that.
Come on, Bobby. Listen, congratulations on all the success. Have fun back in Indianapolis, and tell everybody I said hello, okay?
Thank you, kind sir, and thanks for calling me.
That was a fantastic interview. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. But we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk to a couple of local drivers. J.R. Bonesteel and R.C. Combs are going to be joining us on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2018 season is off to a fast start at Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip. You can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials for only $25. With over 50 events, including two all-out call-outs and thrilling side-by-side action through November, go to abqdragway.com for a 2018 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsmen's, and Junior Dragsters. The 2018 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Casino at the Downs hosts Cash in the Cards Monday through Friday, noon to 10 p.m. Win your share of $120,000 by playing your favorite games only at Casino at the Downs, your home for winning entertainment, Louisiana and Central.
Are you concerned about your safety? Right to Bear Arms understands. Veteran and firefighter owned, they are committed to protecting the public. On the southeast corner of Montgomery and Juan Tabo, American-made Ruger Firearms licensed dealer. Right to Bear Arms, NM.com.
Fresh figs stuffed with gorgonzola, wrapped in prosciutto and grilled, finished with a port wine reduction. Or maybe fresh swordfish grilled, served on butternut squash risotto topped with fresh fennel relish. Or maybe authentic chicken cacciatore is more your style. Paisano's Italian Restaurant is the only Italian restaurant where you can get a pizza, pasta dish, or even a sandwich that's wheat and gluten-free. If you can't tolerate wheat or gluten, I'll bet it's been a long time since you've had a great Italian meal. I'm Rick Camuglia, and I'm like you. That's why I've created special wheat and gluten-free items here at Paisano's. Satisfy your craving for authentic Italian cuisine now at Paisano's. Eat at a real Italian restaurant. Eat at Paisano's on Eubank. Paisano's authentic Italian cuisine starts at just $5.95. You'll spend more than that at a burger joint's drive-up window. Paisano's Italian Restaurant on Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's got to be Paisano's Italian Restaurant.
Before you say I do, attend the Brilliant Choice pop-up wedding show April 28th at Shelton Jewelers from 2 to 5. The day will include wedding rings and bands further than the eye can see. Locally owned wedding vendors answering questions, offering suggestions, and adding gifts to your swag bag. Chocolate-covered strawberries, champagne, and an all-inclusive five-day cruise for two giveaway. The Brilliant Choice Pop-Up Wedding Show is brought to you by The Perfect Wedding Guide and Shelton Jewelers at Montgomery and Louisiana. To get your free swag bag, RSVP at sheltonjewelers.com.
Are you looking for a subcompact tractor with massive working potential and comfort? That's Kubota's BX80 series. Haul, mow, dig, plow, all from the comfort of America's best-selling subcompact tractor. Take home a dependable BX80 now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit Mesa Tractor in Albuquerque on 4th Street or MesaTractor.com for details.
Hola, Albuquerque. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply 884 Racing. Estás escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Sobe de la ESPN Radio 1017 de Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 1017, the team. You guys didn't hear it, but I just got a black flag for jumping the start. So anyway, we're back here, and joining us in the studio is RC Combs and JR Bonesteel. First off, I got to ask, do you have to have like initials in order to be on the race team?
It might be a requirement pretty soon.
So I got to start with you, JR. RC, you put him in your car last week. I guess you got a little rub from the teammate. What are the team rules? Are you going to take him out if there is if it comes down to a final lap? And he's in front of you. Are you going to take out the car, or are you going to worry about the car?
Oh, if there's money involved, of course.
Well, isn't there always supposed to be money involved?
Yeah, only big money.
Only big money. So, RC, thank you for coming on this morning. You had your rookie start last week. What's it like to get in a sprint car?
It's totally different. That's real for a fact. It's not like any other car you drive. Nothing like that. It's just like a go-kart with tons of horsepower, to be honest with you. It's a lot different. It's funner to drive. It's different to be out there with all kinds of other way faster cars and trying to learn everything, and especially coming up behind JR and almost taking him out the one time and hitting his bumper and when I didn't have no brakes at that point in time. So
oh, it's no brakes now.
There's always some excuse to an extent, but that's what was really happening. But it's awesome. It's totally something different. I enjoyed it a lot.
So when you get together for a family dinner with all the racers in your family, who's the fastest?
Depends on who you ask.
Depends on who's cooking the food, right?
Exactly. It depends on who you ask is going to be the fastest one there. So
JR, tell me, how'd this deal come together?
Well, to be honest with you, it was kind of a thought that I'd had in my mind. I've always liked to have additional cars in racing. A lot of people know I've had my dad in a car. I've built cars for my niece. I gave a car to my sister. You know, I really enjoy putting other people in the cars, and I actually purchased a car that I intended on selling, and it ended up not selling, and I had a motor sitting on the floor, and I said, you know what, I think I'm going to put this car together, and I'm going to pick somebody to put in it. I had already had RC in mind. Another gentleman, Bill Waltman, was wanting to put a driver in a car, and I said, hey, man, if you're really going to put a driver in a car, you know, you should think about RC. You know, I think he's got a lot of talent. And then it came down to it. I was like, you know what? No, I want to put him in a car. So I decided to put the car together, and I gave him a phone call one day, and he came by the house, and I don't think he was really expecting to hear what I had to say. So he came by, and that's how it kind of came about.
So I got a little question for both of you guys. So, JR, what's it like racing against, number one, your own car? In RC, what's it like racing against someone who you have to see after the race in their car?
It's definitely totally different. I just try to go out there and do as good as I can. That's all he tells me to do is go out there and finish, and as long as I go out there and have fun, that's all that matters. But it was totally different trying to be behind him and everything last weekend. The track wasn't as good as you normally is and everything else that I race, but it was totally different. I just don't want to come in and expect him to be mad about something that I did, so I just go out there and try my best at what I can do.
And for me, I'm used to driving against one of my other cars. I've raced against my dad for years. It's always been a major competition. You know, people keep asking me, what are you going to do if he passes you? What are you going to do if he passes you? Like I've told him, I said, you know what, man? As long as it's one of us up front, I really don't care which one it is, as long as it's one of us. So, I'm not going to win every race. You know, he's not going to win every race, but if one of us can get one, hey, more power. You know, I think it's great. As long as it's one of mine up front, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, so that was Brooklyn Green that jumped in with that question. But I want to ask you, what's on the schedule for this season? I mean, how many races are you guys going to do? Any traveling?
Yeah, I think it's 17 shows this year. We have two shows out in Sholo, Arizona, two-day shows. One's a Friday, Saturday. One's a Saturday, Sunday. One's coming up here in May. We have five shows down in Las Cruces this season. Labor Day weekend, we have a two-day show, I think it is, and then it's four other single shows down there. We were supposed to do a Roswell race this year, but that kind of didn't go through. The track owners just couldn't put it together, so maybe next year we'll be out there. But as of now, it's just Sholo here and Las Cruces.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming on this morning. We'll have to get you back on about mid-season and see if you're still talking, because I know how that goes. But really appreciate you coming in. Appreciate you, Kelly, for everything you do. Of course, and we have so many dang initials. And appreciate RJ for everything he does with the calendar, and Brooklyn for everything you do all over the place. So stay tuned. Next week, we're going to have another show on the New Mexico Motorsports up here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it.
1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.